What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dose of Mind. And today, five hard truths that you need to hear and that we need to remind ourselves from time to time. And number five is you will not be everybody's cup of tea. You won't be. Doesn't matter how cool you are, how nice you are, how genuine you are, how courageous you are, how brave you are, how loving you are. It does not matter. You will not be everybody's cup of tea. There will always be somebody who doesn't like you. There will always be somebody who you don't vibe with. There will always be somebody who rather somebody else in every job and every endeavor in your life. You will never be everybody's cup of tea. It's just the way it is. Okay? And it's a lesson that's hard to learn. And the worst thing you could do is try and make yourself everybody's cup of tea. Because the least attractive thing in the world is someone who's trying too hard to appease everybody. And that comes off as needy. And that comes off as you being disgenuine. And what ends up happening is that less and less people vibe with that. Stop trying to change yourself for other people. You will not be everybody's cup of tea. The only thing you could do, as long as your heart is pure and your intentions are pure and you're kind and you're genuine and you're loving, just be you. Just be you. That's all you can do. And whoever vibes with you will come to you and stay in your life. And whoever doesn't vibe with you won't. And that's the way it is. And that's just how it is. And if you're in a place where you feel that you are that person who is trying to please everybody, who is trying to alter their behavior to please everybody, stop. Just stop doing it. And I can say that because that was me. And I catch myself doing it from time to time. But I used to be bad at that. And even recently, I just caught myself doing it. You don't have to please everybody. You could be respectful for the people who don't, you know, care for you, and be respectful and loving to the people who do. But at the end of the day, you will not be everybody's cup of tea, and you just have to live with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. No one's everyone's cup of tea. The Rock is not everyone's cup of tea. And that's just how it is. You can be an angel and people will still find reasons to dislike you. And that's how life goes. Number four is if you rely on everyone else's validation and what they think of you, then you're needy. So anytime you rely on someone else's acceptance or approval or something, anytime you change yourself to please other people, anytime you try to win somebody over or you're competing for attention or competing with friends, that's needy. That is needy. Focus on being independent and building that self-confidence, because neediness to me comes from a place of needy reassurance of your worth. And that's when you become clingy, and that's when you become just none of that. You need to focus on the things that make you happy, independent of what anyone else thinks. Be aware of it, build that self-confidence, develop those actions and habits that are independent of what anyone else thinks. That you don't focus on what anyone else thinks, so you don't try and change your behavior with what people think of you. You know, like, here's a great example. I am a massive professional wrestling fan. I love WWE. You talk to anybody who doesn't understand WWE, it's hilarious their reactions to it. If I cared what other people thought about my enjoyment of professional wrestling, I wouldn't watch wrestling, nor would I promote that I do. I don't need other people's approval of that. I don't need other people's approval for liking metal music. I don't need other people's approval for, you know, wearing track pants everywhere and joggers as opposed to dressing like Conor McGregor everywhere I go. You know, you have to be you, who you are. You have to develop whatever you're missing that you feel like you need other people's approval to fill. You need to fill that within yourself first, because it will never go away. Face it head on, it's uncomfortable, and just start learning that it really doesn't matter what other people think. Do the things you want in life that make you happy, as long as it's emotionally, socially, physically, and mentally healthy for you. Do the things in life that make you happy. Who the heck cares if other people don't agree with it? Let them not agree with it. Take pride in the fact they don't agree with it. Who cares? So if you're constantly looking for that reassurance, then you are needy. So if that's you, if you feel like you do that, and you know, this can be like, I know, like, sometimes I catch myself, I'm like, why do I care? So just be wary of that. Number three is most of the problems you create are in your own head. And you can't see me raise my hand right now. I am the biggest overthinker in the world. I will create problems in my head that do not exist. It's almost a gift, honestly. Like, I like if someone could just take my thoughts and put them into like a movie, I'd be a billionaire because I'd make so many series and trilogies and like cliffhangers. And like, we all tend to do this quite often, like a lot of us do, but I know I'm bad at it. And that's why I'm saying it, because I know I'm bad at it and I'm self-aware of it and trying to get better at it. Stop creating problems that don't exist. You don't have to look so deep into absolutely everything everybody says and does. You don't. You're overthinking. Sometimes things can just be taken face value. Not everything has a deeper meaning. Not everything has a hidden meaning. So challenge some of those negative thoughts. And I got to get better at this too. Challenge those negative thoughts with like evidence. Because you're not being real kind to yourself and you're hurting yourself. Listen to your heart. Listen to your gut. Don't listen to a lot of the thoughts that come in your head, because one thought could ruin your whole day. And boy, don't we know that, right? One thought could ruin your whole day. Amen to that. You're creating problems that don't exist, and overthinking is killing your happiness. Number two is avoiding your problems is one of the worst things that you could do to fix them, in my opinion. And I can say this. I've had friends that have, you know, drank themselves sick to avoid their problems, turn to drugs to avoid their problems, turn to really nasty things to avoid their problems. Band-aiding a problem never works. Okay. Distracting yourself never works. You know, like it doesn't. You have to get uncomfortable and face whatever you're going through head on. You have to. It's the big boss in a fight. You have to. And it sucks. But you can only avoid it for so long. You can only avoid whatever your issues are for so long before they keep coming back. You know? Like, I'm all about positive change. Like, if you're, you know, if you have whatever issue you're going through, like, yes, exercise, going for walks and meditation and all those practices are amazing. They're not going to fix your problem. Yes, they're positive distractions, but they're only positive because of the health benefits you get from them. They're not positive because you're avoiding something. So whatever you're going through, you have to face it head on. It just is what it is. And healing yourself doesn't mean that the problem isn't there. It just means it no longer controls your life anymore. Stop avoiding your problems. Stop distracting yourself. Stop band-aiding it. Face them head on. And again, I got to come better at this too, for sure. I am notorious for just shoving things under the rug and bottling them up. That never works. Take it from my experience. It never works. Face them head on. And especially if you face them right away, you'll be a heck of a lot more level-minded. Face them head on right away. And focus on fixing them rather than avoiding them, or focus on working with them than avoiding it. And the last is that hacks and tricks does not work, but patience and consistency always does. And this is every aspect of life, all of them. Fitness, I'm sure the financial gurus out there and, you know, all the, I don't know, whatever other aspects of life, fitness, finance, relationships, whatever. Hacks and tricks never work, but patience and consistency does and always will. From a fitness perspective, because that's what I can speak best on, weight loss drinks, weight loss pills, weight loss saran wrap that I've seen people put around their tummies to lose tummy fat does not work. It will never work. But you know what does, and you know what has 100% success rate? Consistency and patience. 100% success rate. Forever and always. Those who are patient and those, if you just heard a beep, I just plugged my computer in, sorry. Those who are patient and those who are consistent will always and forever win over those who are just trying to find the new toy and the new hack. The reason hacks and tricks get millions of views on TikTok is because they're attractive. And the reason patience and consistency doesn't get millions of views is because it's not attractive. But how many hacks and tricks have you seen over your lifetime for any aspect of life that you're interested in versus the one thing that actually works? If that hack worked, there would not need to be another hack to counter it. If that trick worked, there wouldn't have to be another trick to counter it. If a fad worked, it wouldn't be called a fad, and there wouldn't be a new one to counter it. They're short-term, they're short-lived, they're in, they're out, they're gone. Okay? So patience and consistency over everything. Hacks and tricks will never work. In every aspect of your life, take that and run with it. So those are five things and five truths that are hard to hear that I have to tell myself a lot sometimes too. And at the end of the day, I think the best thing that we can do is hear those truths, get a little upset about that because they're hard to hear, they're a tough pill to swallow, and then go, yeah, let's work on it. Five truths are hard to hear. If this resonated with you, let me know. Send me a DM or let me know whatever way you want. You can always respond to the comment section on Spotify. You can also leave a review. That would be amazing. And send it to somebody that you think they'll resonate with it as well. So I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Until next time, take care.